In modern times, three people have looked at the prophecies of earth changes. The late Edgar Cayce, Gordon Michael Scallion, and of course, Lori Toy. Lori is off. She's been with us now for at least 6 years. That was my last interview, so she is back after that hiatus. We're going to be talking about her new work, Points of Perception, and her thoughts on earth changes in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. More than 20 years after the publication of the I Am America Earth Changes Map, which pointed out the physical changes in the geography of our country, Lori Toy continues her work with more in-depth, relevant information as to what's occurring right now. She was last on with me 6 years ago, almost to the day, and welcome back. Lori, how are you?
Great. How are you, George?
It's been a long time.
Yeah, 6 years.
That's way too long. We can't do that again.
But actually, my I think the first time I was on any late night talk radio was with Art Bell.
That was even way before that.
18 years ago on Dreamland, and I think I did about 5 or 6 appearances on his show.
You know, as you looked at the earth changes then, Lori, and you're looking at them now, are you still convinced we're headed for this problem, this disaster?
It's hard to say, because I don't think it's up to me. but just from what I know now versus what I know then, it does seem like it's not as drastic as we originally thought. But we don't know really, you know, how it's all going to happen.
Did anything change?
In respect to what, George?
The perception of how things have changed.
Oh, yeah. A lot has changed. I mean, just in how we work with the material, of course. I mean, I think when the material first came out, we were very immature in just how we worked with the material. And I think, you know, as you stay in something for a longer amount of time, you know, you become just more acquainted with the process. And in the beginning, of course, you know, we loaded up maps and went right down to California, slept on a lot of living room couches, did presentations in homes, living room presentations in churches, in meeting rooms, anywhere we could. We really wanted to share the information because we felt, of course, that the changes were imminent.
Yeah.
And we wanted to warn people, you know, as much as we could with the material. And then later on, we realized that there was this connection, of course, with the material and it being a prophecy, and that it really was about our consciousness and how we work at a spiritual level with the information and what that can do to actually ameliorate or remediate or actually, you know, transform or change these types of prophecies altogether.
Well, when you looked at this, Lori, many, many years ago, what was out there that gave you these impressions of these major earth changes? What did you see? What did you feel?
Well, at the time, about the only thing that I remembered that was big in the press at the time, of course, you know, prior to receiving the information, we had the eruption of Mount St. Helens, was they talked about the greenhouse effect. But really, George, that's about all that was really out there. I mean, of course, we didn't have the internet.
No.
So,
no.
You know, it wasn't as connected in terms of what information you get your hands on. But of course, you know, too, you got to remember in my early days in the genesis of this work, you know, I was a young mother, so I was busy, too, you know, raising 3 young kids.
Oh, sure. That's a lot of work all by itself.
It really was. And but it's so impacted our life, and we were so inspired by the message that we felt it needed to be shared with others. Of course, you know, the earth changes material was such a small amount of all of the material, especially in the beginning. There were about 80 sessions,
right?
And so the I'm America map was really maybe maximum only about 10% of the material, but we had been guided and directed that would be the first material we were to publish anyway. So it was almost as if that we were supposed to share that information, that perhaps through sharing that actually would allow people to go into efforts of communal prayer, to go into spiritual practice, it could actually begin to ameliorate these types of changes.
Well, and it's the map, Lori, that's so dramatic that so many people remembered.
Oh, yes. And I think it's supposed to be, though. I think it is that initial shock. When you see it, you go, oh, my gosh, that's just crazy. And but then when you start understanding the prophecies and how they work, you can realize how they actually could become a prediction, how it actually could be something that could happen.
No question. Edgar Cayce, of course, his thoughts of North America have not come to fruition yet either. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, when you're dealing with information that comes from what I call the super consciousness, when you're contacting that, that perception of time is totally different than our perception of time. So you might be dealing with information that is fifth or fourth dimensional in nature. And so you're trying to apply that to a third dimensional reality. It just never matches up. In fact, that was the thing that we really tried to work on in our really early days in the genesis of this material. We tried to nail the master teachers down on, you know, dates. And George, they were never right.
No.
They just weren't. And so then we realized that there was something that just wasn't calibrating right between the two of those. And so we asked them, well, how can we communicate, effectively communicate this material so that people can get a sense of time span? And they said to start looking for events. And when we began to work that way, it was a radical shift.
Well, the map is frightening. Were these events, these earth change events, Lori, based on rising sea levels because of melting ice, or an asteroid perhaps that was going to smash into the oceans and flood everything? Because, you know, California is gone.
Right. It was more systemic in nature. It was everywhere. It was everywhere and everything.
Everything was happening.
Right. In fact, I remember one of the older prophecies. He said that the earth would be going through the great purification, a cleansing that would involve all of the elements, earth, air, water, fire. So that always impressed me.
Well, when you look at the I Am America map, it's, you know, I got to tell you, it's still very probable.
Yes, perhaps we may see some of it in this lifetime. I don't know to what degree, though, George.
True.
You know, but the scenarios that could possibly create that are definitely at play now.
I mean, for the Midwest, for example, then down through the South into Louisiana and parts of Texas, if the Mississippi indeed expands to that potential, that kind of flooding could happen. I saw it happen back in 1993.
I remember that. Yeah. I was teaching classes at the time in Philadelphia, and we did a lot of air travel back and forth. And I remember looking down and realizing, oh, my gosh, you know, this is what the map depicts. And periodically, you know, we see that again. You know, we have seen since the map has been published. But, you know, we got continuous requests for updates on the I'm America map.
Yeah.
And it's hard, you know, because how do you really update a prophecy? Because, you know, really the impetus of prophecy, it's there. It is a shocking sort of story in order to get us to change. You know, so we'll consider the choices that we're making so that we'll go down, you know, a whole different road altogether with we're working in terms of our spiritual development and growth. But so we decided, well, hey, we'll ask and see what type of information, you know, comes about. And so 1997, we published an updated version of the I'm America map, which is the six map scenario, which was really fascinating, fun to work on. And basically what that was, George, is that the master teacher showed how it actually could happen. So there was a morphing in a series of maps of the United States, and they showed, you know, if these events happen and that event happens, then move to map number two. If we have a more progression, then look at map number three. More progression, look at map number four. And I believe it was map number four or map number five actually mirrored a lot of the prophecies of Edgar Cayce. I believe it was something where the water was in Nebraska, something like that. But I had a wonderful opportunity that came to me just several months ago, and I have good friends who work with a Hindu spiritual teacher. She's considered in India to be an avatar. Her name is Mother Karunamai. And we were able to submit questions to her regarding earth changes, which I was excited to do. But also, she had a chance to review the maps. And, George, she was really fascinated with them. And she looked to my friend and she said, "Son, how did Lori receive this information? Because the Golden City information is material that's just reserved for the divine beings."
There you go.
it was a nice correlation. But when she got to my question, which was, I wanted to know too, just like you, how far have we progressed with this? Are we going to see this type of change in this lifetime? And she looked at map number one and she said, "We will likely see map number one." Now, again, we didn't get a time span on that. Would we see that in our lifetime, or is that as bad as it would get? But even map number one, you know, we've got Los Angeles, Seattle underwater.
I think we crushed your website, by the way, Lori.
You did what?
I think we crushed your website, by the way.
Uh-oh.
We do that all the time.
Darn it.
But it'll open up eventually. We get so many people trying to look at it.
Yeah.
Poor little websites can't handle it, I guess.
Yeah.
But they'll do that. So what's new over the 6 years? What have you been doing?
Oh, my gosh. I've been up to a lot of big changes. First thing is that I have a blog.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You're into the
yeah.
new technology now, aren't you?
I am, little by little. The blog, it was a lot of fun for me. Originally, I started, George, just because I was collecting news articles that correlated to the Young America prophecies. And I really started it just for myself because I would find these stories and I think, that is so darn fascinating. That matches exactly what they say.
That's
right. And so it sort of started from that and moved from that. And then I decided, well, I had all of these television interviews throughout the years, so we created a little YouTube station with I'm America videos. So if people really want, you know, to go in and see the maps up close and really understand the story from the beginning, that's a really good place to go. And then twice a month we come out with just an online newsletter. It's free. It's just something, you know, so we can update readers, you know, with what's happening with us and our blog. But the most important thing is that I've been writing and working on material. And that of course, centers around the earth changes and the new times and where we're going. And they are a series of books based upon the Golden City vortices, which are a critical part of the Young America prophecies. And Points of Perception, of course, is the first volume.
And it's a great one, by the way.
Oh,
and
thank you.
We're going to get right into this in just a second here. When you get your information, is it channeled or is this Lori Toy, the psychic?
The original information, which is always in the first part of the book, is channeled. And when I began to work with the information for Points of Perception, it was very difficult for me because channel material, first off, I work as clairaudient, voice received trans-channel, it's recorded. So when you translate a, you know, audio recording over into written word, it just doesn't read well. It's two entirely different genres.
That's right.
Altogether, so it's an enormous amount of work, and so I worked with a series of terrific editors on this, just so we could keep the original intention of the work, and yet so that it could have a flow.
Sure, they're basically trying to interpret this, aren't they?
It is an interpretation.
Yeah,
and really, it's, you know, some of it's broken English, and some of it just it doesn't make sense whatsoever, and so that was. That was difficult, and I really struggled with how I was going to present this information. and how, what was the best way to organize it. Then I realized that there were so many of the terms begged explanation. And so I began to create rather large appendices that began to explain the terminology that was being introduced, because this is a new way of thinking, and just kind of a different approach to life altogether.
Was it new for you as well?
Yes, because you got to remember, when I'm doing trance work, George, you know, I don't remember hardly any of it.
Well, that's
maybe 5-10%, but it's very foggy for me, and so a lot of times when I'm reading these transcripts, you know, that's my first encounter with the information.
If you haven't seen Lori's blog, by the way, Lex has it posted for you on our Twitter feed, makes it easy for you to go straight to her blog as well. And we've also got an Insta poll going on that you can vote and just register how you would feel and what would you do if these earth changes occur. I mean, would people move? What would you do? How many people, Lori, have come up to you over the years and simply say, well, I can't go anywhere. You know, my job's here. I'm stuck here. I'm not going anywhere. Do you find that to be the case with many people?
Of course it is.
Yeah.
And which is just so typical. You know, I get a lot of inquiry for people who want to move. They feel guided to move. And, you know, occasionally they'll ask me, well, where do you think I should move? And I don't like to tell someone what to do along that line. I try to work with them that they receive their own guidance where they should go. And I always say, you need to go where you're guided to go. But, you know, if you're guided to stay where you're at, stay where you're at, because you never know what your purpose may be there at that time.
See, I've always taken the posture that we're all in this together. You can't run and hide. And even though, let's assume the I Am America maps occur, and, you know, the West Coast is gone, you know, we're still all in this ship together. Nobody really is immune from this, are they?
No, every life would be touched. And I think right now every life is touched by what is happening.
I'm also concerned about things like the Yellowstone caldera, because, yeah, you know, if that thing ever blows and it's overdue, God knows what could happen.
Well, we'd have a tremendous ash cloud for a long time. Yeah. It would alter probably all of our season.
No doubt. Agriculture would be affected. Everything would be affected as well. Points of Perception, your brand new book, and number one in the Golden City series. Is it just out now?
It's been out for several years. I've just published its companion, which is the second book in the series, Light of Awakening. And so both of those are now available. And they work really well together because, you know, it's a continuation of information.
They just lead into each other, don't they?
They really do. They really do. And then I have a third that is coming out, and that will be available in about 2 months, Divine Destiny. And that's an exciting book as well. It's the third book in the series.
Okay, great. How'd you come up with the names?
I took the names out of the different channeled pieces. They're names that came, that were used as phrases from each of the channeled sessions.
Okay, Lori, stay with us. We're going to hit this break. We're going to come back in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Our special guest tonight, Lori Toy. Get up to coasttocoastam.com, or you can get up to her website. We've got that link for you when it opens up again. Take a look at the map that we've been talking about, the I Am America map, and we'll get right into some of these things that we've been talking about in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And our special guest tonight on Coast to Coast, Lori Toy. We're talking about her work, of course, Points of Perception, her updated version, Light of Awakening. And we'll be back with more with Lori in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast with Lori Toy. Lori, the prophecies, the teachings of some of these ascended masters, is there a feeling of concern here from these masters? I mean, are we on the brink of anything?
No doubt we're on the precipice. You know, the Hopi prophecies, they talk about walking on the feather's edge. We are on a precipice. And it's really down to the choices that we collectively make, the individual choices that we make, of course, on a daily basis, but then also, you know, how that matriculates into our everyday world. And I think the map, especially the I'm America map, really shows that. It's a powerful metaphor. You know, it shows the sinking lands. It shows, you know, the vast changes. As you said, it's frightening. On the other hand, it shows, you know, the five golden cities that are filled with light. And so it's almost as if that there's you know, two versions. There's two different maps there. You know, one person may see the big changes. Another person may see, oh, but I see the new times. I see where we're heading. So it's interesting to me because right now I think we are witnessing a time that I read that one journalist called the beginning of the beginning. And I think we are in the beginning of the beginning of the new times. We're witnessing some of our economic structures, our political structures, they're transforming, they're changing.
They're changing way too fast, I think.
Yeah. But some of the changes are absolutely necessary. And some, you know, and all of this too is just part of what is happening now. In light of awakening, of course, we talk about this great light that it, you know, it is actually shedding itself upon the earth, began in the year 2000. And I think that that's probably responsible for a lot of the things that have been happening. Inevitably, I mean, I think it's going to go in a positive direction. How long it takes, I don't know.
Does this tie in at all to the Mayans, to December 21st, a moment that everybody seems to be talking about right now?
Well, you know, they talk about the harmonization process with the galactic center. Instead of an alignment, I like to see it's harmonization. We've been in that process for over 50 years. And, you know, I just don't think that it's all going to culminate, you know, on the solstice in December of
right.
2012. I think we've been in that process for some time. And I think it's going to continue to happen. That we're going to see an uprise in energy and light upon the earth.
Let's digest, if we can, your two works that are out now, Points of Perception, Light of Awakening, in this time. Tell me about the chronology, Lori, between the two.
Well, Points of Perception was material that was received in the mid-90s. Light of Awakening takes us up to that year 2000. You know, it amazes me. You know, I wish I could have gotten them out sooner, but it just takes so long to process this type of material.
Well,
to work with it in a responsible manner.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. I mean, it takes a while to write a book, and these are big.
Well, and then just to understand it, because, you know, sometimes you'll read a channeled work, think you've absorbed everything about it, you set it down, you go back to it 3 months later, and you read it, and it's totally different.
That's right. That's so true. Sometimes it's like a movie. You watch something, you don't get it. You watch it again, it gets a little clearer. You see it a third time, and you go, gosh, I didn't even see that the first time.
I know. You know. And that's how this is. Well, Points of Perception, you know, just to sort of summarize it, it introduces the roles. It's a role of the Golden Cities. It's the very first in, you know, the whole series of books. And how we can recalibrate our consciousness to deal with the time of change that's upon us right now. We ask the masters all the time, you know, when is this going to happen? And they always say, well, the time is now. You know, we're within this time. And these changes from what the prophecy state and the master state are all encompassing changes, which affect, of course, our political and our economic infrastructures, plus massive changes that will happen in our spiritual growth and evolution. And it's interesting, George, because today, you know, my husband and I were just talking about, we've noticed that so many people really are changing.
Dramatically.
Yeah.
Also, though, have you felt, Lori, people are just acting strange? I mean, just really strange.
Well, I think we're living in difficult times. And one thing that I know from some of the Mayan work is that we're living in a time where our shadow side is coming out, that we're very polarized. As our world is polarized, so are we. It's hermetic law, you know, as above, so below. And so a macrocosm and microcosm. And so many people, you know, one day they're feeling great, the next day they're feeling, you know, they're not so great.
The
dark stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Importance of Perception talks about that process, that's a natural process for us right now in the evolutionary process and growing at a spiritual level. And so the book introduces, you know, how we can hone our perceptions, how we want to see things, which is vital to how our consciousness perceives and interacts with life. And the master teachers were very clear that it was important for us to begin to perceive the worlds that existed beyond that exist beyond us, not just this 3D world, but the fourth dimension, and how we can open up the fourth dimension, and which is one of the first most critical initiations into self-mastery.
The books, of course, are part of the Golden City series. What are the Golden Cities?
Well, you know, the Golden Cities are, you know, those five locations on the I'm America map. You know, everyone's seen them, and there's five of them throughout the United States. But what they are areas originally when the master teachers introduced them to us, they said that they were areas that were protected for interaction with spiritual energy. And at the time we thought, huh? That doesn't make a lot of sense. So the more that we asked about them, we learned more about them. And this is kind of how I understand them, George. But in the book Revelations, you know, St. John talks about the New Jerusalem. And he describes a great city that the Holy Jerusalem descending out of heaven from God. Mm-hmm. And then he and one of seven angels, they document the size of the city, and they count three seamless pearl gateways on each of the four directions. And, you know, the four directions are very sacred in many different, you know, religions and spiritual traditions, especially in indigenous, you know, cultures and religions. I know that they're very important to the Chinese in the I Ching, and very, very important in Hinduism, in another science that's known as Vastu Shastra, which is known as the Indian Feng Shui. But anyway, the Golden Cities have these four gateways, and which is really the sacred geomancy. And the Golden Cities themselves have these four gateways, and every single one of them has a different meaning. But I have this great quote by Manly Hall, whom I really love. He's a philosopher, esoteric philosopher, and he says that the doors signify the courses which the soul can pursue. So it goes through the four directions, and the first one is the black door, which is the northern direction. And he says that's the path of asceticism and labor. And the red door, which is the red door, is the door of faith. And in the I'm America teachings, it's a door of healing.
Mm-hmm.
The blue door is the door of purification, and the white door is that of adeptship and the highest mysteries. He goes on to say that in the Bhagavad Gita, that Krishna describes these paths and those who follow them, and reveals that the last is the highest and the most perfect. So these are sort of metaphoric, powerful, archetypal spiritual teachings that are contained within the Golden Cities. So it's almost as if the Golden Cities exist to begin to universalize, you know, many paths and many traditions. But let me just take it down to some really simple stuff, too.
Okay, sure.
The ancient symbol for vortex is just a circle with a cross in the center of it. And you'll see this in a lot of paganism. You'll see this in Druidism. You'll see it, you know, even in Native American petroglyphs. So they'll have, like, you might see one of those circles, and they spin around and around and around. Kind of looks like a tunnel type of depiction. That means a small vortice. And Golden Cities are alleged to be places on the earth where four ley lines cross.
Okay, that's critical.
Yeah, yeah, they look like eight, but it's really four, you know, when you look at it. And they have a clockwise and a counterclockwise motion. And this is very similar to a chakra on the human body.
And there are four locations for this?
There's five in the United States, but a Golden City itself has four doorways.
Four doorways.
Four gateways, just like what John talked about in the book of Revelation.
How did the ancients and the ascended masters get so tuned into this?
I think it's because there is a lineage of spiritual teaching that has existed for all of humanity. And that lineage of teaching is universal, and it encompasses all of the religions of the world.
I mean, it's like they were just so right on, and you know, some of them were back a long, long time ago.
Well, and also you got to remember, they function at a different dimension. You know, they've already been here. They've already been to the rodeo.
Yeah, and they remember.
Right. Right, and they've mastered three critical things: their thought, their feelings, their actions. They no longer are bound into the karmic wheel, you know. So they don't have to come back and do that anymore. And so they've learned and gleaned from that experience, and then they are dedicated to helping others to uplift their lives and their light through spiritual development and evolutionary process.
Do any of the masters feel as if whatever may occur in the future is so profoundly bad that there's nothing we can do about it? Or is there room for change?
Oh, I think there's a lot of room for change. I don't think that they would have even given this information if they didn't think we could change it. I don't think that they would have given this information and said, that's it, it's a done deal.
Well, it was probably given to us so we would change it.
I think so, absolutely. It's almost as if the prophecies like this, George, are perpetual warnings. I mean, the indigenous cultures, you know, respected and revered their prophets. I mean, prophets were always, you know, always in villages, and they always had their ears somewhat on the collective consciousness of what was happening. And they always knew, you know, when was the time for them to move into spiritual practice, when was the time for them to move into communal prayer. You know, when was the time to respect the Creator? And our culture, of course, you know, if you talk about prophecy and prediction, you know, we get kind of, oh, no, you know, we don't understand it. It's a bit foreign to us. And so I think that this information, you know, has been introduced into our culture, perhaps for the reason, you know, to begin to let us understand that there are many worlds that exist beyond just what we see here in the 3D.
Many dimensions.
Many dimensions.
In Light of Awakening, you touch a lot on this. And you also talk about some potential tragedies that could occur and pole shifting and earth changes. But
there's a lot of earth changes. But if I could just go back to points of perception for a minute.
Sure.
If you don't mind. There are some vital concepts that I wanted to share that I think would be helpful for people. One concept that they introduce in Points of Perception is the concept of time compaction.
And what's that mean?
Well, it's an anomaly that is produced as we enter into the prophesied time of change, which we're in now, and our perception of time compresses. Therefore, time seems to speed by, and the unfolding of events accelerates, and situations are jammed into a short period of time. And so this experience of time, a lot of people may have this before we have a cataclysmic earth change.
Okay.
So it's just kind of a way to understand what's happening prior to.
What does an individual do if they want to help contribute to the change? What do they do? What can they do?
To develop their spiritual practice is the most important thing. I mean, I'm not here to convert everyone to my way of thinking. I think everyone, you know, has what works for them and what is best for them. I still am a proponent of prayer.
It works.
It does work. And whatever form you use what works. My husband and I pray on a daily basis. And this is something special that we've always done. I think everyone can find something that works for them.
You think one person praying, Lori, for some worldwide good is just as important as a million people praying for the same thing?
Of course. Of course. I think that was one question that I got. Someone sent me an email about 6-7 months ago, and they said, you know, Lori, I'm frustrated. You know, what just can one person do? You know, and I think it is frustrating, you know, when someone is alone like that. But I think it is important to remain first spiritually prepared for the times ahead.
But that's got to come from within, right?
Always.
Yeah.
Always. And to move out of fear, you know, and to realize, am I making a decision or a choice out of fear?
Have you always been spiritually tuned in? If not, when did it happen for you?
I think I always have been. You know, I was raised on a farm. And I always felt very close to God. I could see the Creator in all things, just in the seasons, you know, watching, you know, the crops be put in the ground and them raising, growing, or harvest time. You know, I had a lot of very profound experiences in my 20s, spiritual experiences. Of course, you know, the one that led, you know, to the map was probably the most profound, which was the appearance of Saint Germain.
Right.
And which later on I realized, you know, that was probably something to adjust my frequencies, my energy, so I could even receive the vision of the dream.
What would prohibit the maps from looking the way they do?
I think the fact that we even talk about these things is quite healing.
Huh.
I think it allows the darkness that's within it to come out to the light. David Spangler, you know, who was one of the founders of Finhorn, he talks about that in a lot of his work. And he says that the prophet paves the pathway for the priest. Now, I'm not talking literally like I'm a prophet or
right,
anyone
right.
who talks about these things that they're prophets. The prophet is within us. And when we can recognize the fear within us, our dark side, it paves the pathway for light to come from within.
It's going to be a bumpy road, though, isn't it?
Of course. Of course. And, you know, here's another thing. You know, I think that physical preparedness is a good thing, too.
Well, it's smart.
It is. It is. And I can make a couple of recommendations, that, you know, that I have found along the way. I like a website that's called foodstoragemadeeasy.net. Couple of housewives have come up with a system of just how anyone on an everyday basis, you know, can put a little pantry together. It's a good idea.
And save it for the future.
Yeah. Yeah. And recycle it. I mean, also, you know, because we may see food prices going up. In fact, that's one of the prophecies that the masters talk about.
Well, we talk about
price
that.
Wars, gasoline
yep.
wars.
It's happening now.
It is.
Lori, we're going to take this break. We're going to come right back in just a moment here. On Coast to Coast AM, Lori's website, if you can get through, I'm sure eventually, it's just that so many people are trying to hit it at the same time. And don't forget her blog. We've got it on our Twitter feed at coasttocoastam.com. I'm George Norrie. Back in a moment more with Lori Toy as we talk about her latest work, Light of Awakening. Well, you just heard us talk about points of perception. We'll be right back.